Ksuvas Park Beis Mishnahaya. Isha Shamri Eshes Ishayisi Ugrushani, a woman that says that she was married and now she's divorced. Nemenes. Shepesha Asr Hua Peshaiter. She's believed because the same mouth that Asr's that said that she was married is the same mouth that we're going to believe that she was divorced and she's mutter. Tysentif brings that there's a machlokas poskim if we need her to say that she was divorced right after she says that she was married. Or can she even say it later on? That first she says she was married, and then later on she says, yeah, she was married, but she was also divorced. Because once she says she's married, and then that's accepted, according to some poskim, that's it. She can no longer then later say that she was also afterwards divorced. It has to be toch kedei dibur. And some mefarshim point out, I believe it's Rav Elchanan Zatzal, that the way that you would learn how Pesha Asr, who Pesha Hitter works, is going to decide if you need the woman to do it, or any of these cases before, if it has to be done right away, it could be done later. So if you learn that the Pshat in Pesha Asr, who Pesha Hitter is because of a Migo, for example, in this case, she could have just said she was never married. So now that she says she's married, but got divorced, that's okay. In that case, it would have to be that it would have to be Toch Kedei Dibur, because if she says she's married, she was married, and then waits later, and then a few days later she comes back and says, yeah, but she was divorced, there's no Pesha Asr or Pesha Hitter, because there's no Migo. Because at the time you said it, that made you a Muchsak Be'Isser. She's already has a Cheskas Isser, that she was once married. But the other pshat is, just simply, if we are relying on the same mouth to Asr her, we're relying on the same mouth, which is her mouth, to Mata her. So if that's the case, it's not because of Migo, so it doesn't matter. If she's the one that said that she was Asr because she was once married, and we're relying on that mouth, so we're relying on her same mouth that says a little later that she was also divorced. Mishnah continues, Vim yesh edim shoysa eshes ish, viomeres grushani. But if we have edim that says she was an eshes ish, and now she's coming along and saying that she's divorced, now you don't have pesha asu pesha hitter, eina nemenas. Here she's not believed, connected the two edim. Next case, amra nishbeis yutarani, if she says that she was taken captive, but she's tar, nemenas, she pesha asu a pesha hitter. She's believed, because the same mouth that's asering that's saying that she was held captive. And in such a situation, there's a shaila that a goy had relations with her while she was held captive, and she's therefore possible to marry a kohen. Nevertheless, we're believing her, because we're only relying on her that she was taken captive in the first place through her own mouth. So we can believe her to say that nobody did anything to her as well. However, if there were edim that she was held captive, and she's saying that nobody did anything to her and she's tahar, she's not believed. And if, doesn't mean that she already got married, but if based in paskind, that she could get married based on what she said. In other words, she says that she was taken captive, but nobody had any bia to her. She came in front of Bastin, and then Bastin says, okay, you can go marry a kohen. And then Bo Adim, and now Adim come and they say she was taken captive. But the difference is, in this case, Bastin already gave their psak, harezo lo teitze. This woman does not go out. It actually means she doesn't go out from that heter that the Beis Din gave her to allow her to go marry a Kohen, and she can go and marry a Kohen, even lechatchila. And the reason that we're mekel over here, when Beis Din paskin that she can go marry, even though we have Edom that said that she was a Shvuya, is because by Shvuya, they were mekel, like Rashi explains. Really, midiraisa, we're not so concerned that she had bia to a Nachri, because a woman that's taken captive is going to make her appearance unenticing and disheveled. She's going to make herself look unpleasant. And therefore, we don't really assume that something happened, but we're still chayshish. But in a case where based on already paskind, even though we know for sure that she was taken captive, we'll allow her to continue to go get married to a kohen. But obviously, if Adam would come and say that she actually had bia with one of the goyim there, then even if she got married and the Rav says even if she had children, she would have to leave the kohen that she's married to.